Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cheryl Langdon Orr, and we will formally start this meeting momentarily. I just wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping before we get too far in. I fully expect some more people to join us. It's the nature of these types of meetings when we're all so busy that we get caught in corridors between meetings, etc., etc. That said, I want to be very clear that for this Rules of Procedure Review Working Group, we will be doing a little bit of committee of the whole work, in other words, working together here just to begin with, and then we will be breaking up into groups, what's called breakout groups. We are then going to actively workshop some of these rules of procedure. Okay? That is the plan. While we were working in the Committee of the Whole, in other words, in this format here, we do have interpretation, and again, my undying thanks to you all, ladies. It is all ladies at the moment, isn't it? I think so. Whew! Don't want to upset him. But when we do breakout, you can all have a much earned break yourselves, and we can just deal as best as we possibly can do, okay? There is no alternate to that with the current technologies. That said, if I could ask Gisela to do the usual beginning of meetings for us with the roll call and any apologies, please.
Welcome to everyone here in Prague on Wednesday, the 27th of June, at the At-Large Rule of Procedures and the ALEC Metrics Subcommittee meeting. In the room here with us today, we have Sylvia Herlein-Leite, Sergio Salinas Porto, Eduardo Diaz, Carlton Samuels, Evan Leibovich, Holly Raitt, Sala, sorry, I don't have your name under my eyes. I'm so sorry. And Yaovi Atahun and Cheryl Langdon Orr. From staff so far, we have Heidi Ulrich and myself, Gisela Gruber, Matt Ashtiani, and Sylvia Vivanco have joined us as well. We also have Fatimata Siyesila, who's joined us in the room. I do not have any apologies noted. If I could also... Darlene Thompson apology. If I could also... Please remind everyone to state their names when speaking. This is not only for the transcript purposes, but also for our interpretation in English and in Spanish, in French and in Spanish here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Heidi, you want the microphone? Okay. Just the technology might be sometimes a bit of a mystery. We also had a slight power issue that the guys, the wonderful guys who make the magic happen in these rooms, managed to ferret out and fix before we started. But the old technology has failed us. The flip charts we requested, you know, good old-fashioned pieces of paper with pen for the breakout session, there appears to be only one in captivity in the room. I know I'm certainly aware of others around the building, but, you know, people like to keep their pets. So we have several groups and only one flip chart, so we might need to literally tear bits off the chart, and some of you will have to work on the horizontal rather than the vertical. So much for going back to basics, never mind. Now, I'm walking down here, so I've got some chance of actually reading the screen and the agenda. We're now looking and we're tracking okay on time, so that makes me happy. We want to review all the work on the basics, in other words, what has been completed between Costa Rica and now. There was an ad hoc group, and I trust someone, I don't know whether it's Sala or someone, but someone has got some news for us how we're going with the first section and the definition section. We'll then look on how we're going to carve ourselves up. Any number of bits and pieces could go into a couple of the sections, and I don't want you to feel that they have to be in concrete today. It's perfectly reasonable for a breakout group to discuss a rule today and then it end up in another section. That's okay. This is a sand pit and we're doing first sketching. So nothing in stone, no mistakes, we just need to talk it out. So that's the purpose of today. The secondary purpose of today, of course, is to basically plan the huge amount of work that we all have to do between now and Toronto. Between now and Toronto, we have to have a fully drafted, ICANN legal checked, socialised by call for public comment to our community, rules of procedure for the ALAC to consider. Now, I actually think we'll probably get them to do it, you know, as late on Friday as humanly possible, because we'll still be scribbling something on Thursday morning. But that said, our aim is to get it there sooner rather than later. That means we've got to leave this meeting energised, excited, desiring to put pen to paper, finger to keyboard, not watch the movies on the way home in the aeroplane, and jot down notes to contribute to the wiki space. And feel free to put it in Swahili, because I will find a way of getting that moved from that text script to the one I can understand, which of course is Strine. Right, that said, the first time we went through our meeting and we have established that we, as I reported today to the leadership of the regional large organisations, we'll be dishing this cake up in three layers. The stuff that people tend to look at first is the icing. You know, what's the cake look like? Is it strawberry or is it chocolate? And how pretty is it? And that's where we're really talking about our definitions, why we're a cake at all, and that has been subject to a little subcommittee piece of work. So I'm unaware of significant work in the other sections. If I'm wrong, let me know. But otherwise, I'm really only going to call from a report from the one group that's been operational to date. So over to you, Sala.
Sala Nietetamani.
Certainly go ahead. No. Please identify yourself.
This is Eduardo. I just have a question. Are we going to come out of this meeting with some kind of timeline so we know more or less, you know, how we're going to do this so we get to Toronto?
At the end, we'll have a dream. We'll have a dream.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sala.
Thank you, Cheryl. Salinete Tamanika Wemera for the transcripts. In relation to the sub-working group, I attempted to generate a group Skype thing, but we were unable to get everyone to agree to a certain time. I apologize for that. I've also been requesting for the names of people who had actually volunteered. I had some. I made contact with them, but I'm said to report that no drafting was done. But I'm happy to undertake that if you would like, you can have the draft finished by this meeting if you want. But the thing is, I can do it by myself and it'll be faster. But I also recognize that. I recognize the innuendo. Or the innuendo I got was, you can't do it by yourself, you've got to do it with others.
Sala, I hope you're all listening at the celebration, the 10-year celebration, because what I said, because we'd all been asked to go through the challenges that we had during our time as chair, and my answer was, I don't do challenges, I do opportunities. There is absolutely no problem with no pen to paper. It is what it is, and we have a golden opportunity then today for all three parts of the cake to be dealt with. The icing is not ready before the rest of the mix. Could be good. Might make it easier to make it strawberry icing instead of chocolate. No problem at all. Yes, I do understand it's often easier to have just one person drafting. And if that's what you all feel comfortable with from your breakout session today, great. But what will have happened then is you will have, if you end up holding the pen, have had the benefit of the interactions that we're planning for today. And I'm really keen to get us onto that part of the business. So absolutely no problem. These things happen. Last time I checked, you were all volunteers. Right? You give, and I know the Lacrallo people have heard me say this already today, you give measurably some of the most valuable thing you have as a human in our busy world. You give your volunteer time. It is more valuable to you than your work time. And I can give you chapter and verse and scientific studies that will prove that if something is a stressor in your volunteer world, it will affect you far more deeply, far more personally, and far more emotionally than even in your work world. I've managed volunteers since I was 14 years old. There ain't no surprises, but there is a need to recognise what we are, and that is fitting stuff in around our real life. Got to get your life-work balance straight, and if you don't manage to pull things together, it happens. That's what today is all about. So do not apologise, no apology necessary. And thank you for probably penning it, I would suggest. Okay, Alan, please go ahead.
Thank you. I too have been working in volunteer environments for 40 odd years. I didn't. Sorry, I didn't know it was a contest. And I have been working on communally drawn up documents for that long. It is, in general, especially with volunteers who have limited time, infinitely easier to have a little bit of a discussion, one person draft something, and the others in the team critique it, maybe tear it apart, maybe redraft it. But it is far easier to focus on something in writing than the concepts. So I happen to think that a little bit of discussion, one person penning, and then the rest of the small subgroup ripping it apart to the extent necessary is the way to get the best document, and don't feel ashamed about it.
I couldn't agree more with you, Alan. Go ahead, Sala.
Just to clarify for the record, we didn't even get to meet, and I was also instructed that no communication was to happen on Skype, that it had to happen through a teleconference. And secondly, I happily volunteered to draft.
And we're going to take advantage of that, trust me.
Yeah, I did say, because I worded it carefully, a little bit of discussion first, if possible.
Okay, again, back to Cheryl Langdon Orr. Because I've got the stick, come on, guys, it's exactly the time I said it would need to be in the agenda for us to do the fun stuff. Now, there's not quite so many of you as I had hoped, but never mind. Can I ask, do we have remote participants that we need to allocate? Thank you, Gisela.
We don't have anyone on the phone line. However, I've noticed that we've got Lance, Roosevelt, Jacqueline's on the AC as well, but she's stuck in a NOMCOM meeting. So we've got people who are participating on the AC room, but not in the audio on the phone bridge.
Okay, while you've got the microphone, perhaps you might introduce us, or whoever, take a short straw, staff, don't mind which of you jump into this, actually, how we're going to actually logistically work these different breakout sessions, because that's what we're about to do now. I think we'll have to go with three. I'd like to go with the three if we can, because we have three layers of the cake. I'd really like to do three layers of discussion today. Go ahead.
It's Gisela speaking. Just with regards to the AC rooms, we've got the current AC room that we've got up here. We've got the ROP AC room and the metrics AC room to have three different rooms.
That will be perfect. So if you are listening to us on Adobe Connect from the Roma room, you will need to listen to the instructions shortly to go to whichever room will be discussing the topic you're interested in. Okay? I know this is a little bit complicated, but so is moving chairs around in a circle. I would like you to think now, and it doesn't have to be the same people who put their name forward first. Those of you who are interested in discussing the let me try and get the word that will interpret well, the mechanisms by which the ALAC operate. In other words, the set of rules that relate to how its open business is conducted, how it may change from open business to closed, what it needs to do if it changes from open business to closed, things like how it will take on the possibility of proxy if a vote is called, and recognising that it is an expectation of the ICANN board that we will primarily work in a consensus model, not a voting one. Right? It's actually written in bylaws. Okay, so it's the way meetings are conducted, how meetings are conducted. If you've got time, role of people in those meetings, right? That sort of stuff, think about that. That's one puddle of work we need to do. We have the metrics working group working on the metrics, and we're not going to discuss the metrics here today. Because we just don't have enough people to do it, and certainly no flip charts. What I'd like you to do is think about the rules that need to be in place should a criteria or a quality, which will be elsewhere in our rules, not be adhered to. I'm sorry, Sandra, I didn't realise you were that far down and I keep creeping up the front. My apologies for my back. So what I want you to think of in that group, and this is important, do not get drawn into how many meetings an ALAC member has to attend. Do not get drawn into if someone does not represent the ALAC and at large in their best interests of ALAC and at large. Think about what happens if they don't. So not how we measure it, but what happens if they don't. All right? So that's a group in its own right. And then we've got the icing on the cake, the definitions. I mean, some of it's no-brainers. We know we've got bylaws we need to refer to. But in the definitions, it's the about us part. What is the ALAC? How is it formed? What are the expectations of the 15-person ALAC? What are the expectations of the people who represent the ALAC when the ALAC selects? Please note, I'm using language very carefully here, selects or appoints them. We also, in the business part, and I've kept it separate, if you feel you've done enough in how meetings go and what's a quorum and what happens if the chair is, you know, not able to be in the room, who takes over, how long do you wait for a quorum, all that sort of ruling. If you have time, then I would like you to look at, there will be offices identified. Note, I'm not saying what type of offices. I'm just saying offices identified in the icing. It's going to say 15 people, some of which will be the offices, and we've got the, you know, five geographic regions and the way the XCOM's built now. That's fine. But it's then those people in the current rules are elected. Now you need to first decide, do you want to make it selected? And then you might be able to ditch half a whole pile of silly little rules. If you decide it's going to be elected, then you have to go to those silly little rules and look at what, if anything, might need to be modified. So there's the three groups. I want you to organise yourselves quite literally. Estesiani, I see you. Literally, we only have one flipboard, so one group should cluster down there about the flipboard, and some people might be more comfortable working on their computers, but I really would like you to use, we'll tear some paper off that flipboard, make your notes on the chart so we can actually gather them back together. But also feel free to make the notes in the Adobe Connect room, because one of you has to watch that room. One of you in the group has to be the voice of those people. Three groups. We'll have one down that corner. We'll have one over there. And we'll have one over there. I see, first of all, Tijani and then Eduardo.
Cheryl, when you speak about the expectation, you are already in the metrics. in the metrics. So I don't think we have to worry about the expectation now. It is not here.
Tijani, in terms of the very generic things, such as acting in the best interests of ALAC and at large, those expectations, you know, we expect them to be making themselves available. We expect them to attend. We expect, you know, those very, very basic things. You'll be after Eduardo. Go ahead, please, Eduardo. And sorry, Alan, I didn't.
Eduardo Diaz. Question is, it's about process. When we get together in these groups and we're going to work in these different groups, I mean, are we using as a base what is currently there, or are we just going to do brainstorming?
I would suggest you should feel free to refer to what is currently there to see what you dislike or like, but this is free thought. This is brand new ball game. You might find bits you just want to pick up and stitch in. Great. You might want find bits that you never want to see again. Very possibly. Sala.
Salinieta Tamani-Koyamaru for the transcripts. I'd just like to say, from a drafting perspective, you know how you have the rules and procedures and how it's currently drafted, but what I was going to suggest was, I concur with what Cheryl is saying, and it makes absolute sense in relation to what we've seen in our community as a global at-large community is that there's a lack of general understanding of what are RALO's obligations, what are the expectations of the ALAC, or obligations of the ALAC and that sort of thing. So what Cheryl is sort of trying to say, I apologize, Cheryl, if I'm assuming what you're thinking, but from a legal perspective or drafting perspective, in terms of the rules and procedures from administrative logistical point of perspective, I think is a distinct matter. And it's important that when we draft, this is a suggestion, that there's a distinction made between that and obligation, and you know, in terms of structural obligations, so what's a RALO, what are expectations, sure. What are RALO supposed to do?
Okay. For this exercise, Sala, we actually have to stick just in ALAC, because that's the time-critical bunch, just ALAC, but keep side notes on that, because the work after Toronto is all about what you're talking about, okay? And if we get on to it, we will do it earlier. But at the moment, those things are absolutely defined by the bylaws. So as providing in our rules, we refer to the bylaws, we're fine. I have Alan, then I have Yavi.
I was asked by the metrics group to go through the current rules and try to extract all of the requirements and such of what people do. And I did that, and I formulated it into I took what I found, and then I made some suggestions with a whole bunch of questions. And I realized, as we were sitting here, that was only set to the metrics subgroup. So I will immediately forward it to the other group. I do ask, clearly not in this meeting necessarily, but to the extent that you have answers to any of the many, many things I put in highlighted in yellow, if you can get them back to me and I'll try to redraft. Now that, in fact, straddles the boundary between metrics and the infrastructure, the definitions that Sala was leading. Okay. So I'm not quite sure where it fits. A fair amount of that work has already been done now, presuming all the questions are answered.
That's terrific, Alan. What I suggest we do is we take the traditional approach. Cheryl, for the transcript record, bad girl, forgot to do your own rules. We tear the pirate map in half, and we give Sala one piece of the pirate map, and we give the other team the other. Just for now, we'll just share it, and each team can cherry pick what they want out of it, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't claiming ownership. I was just pointing out that half the people in this room probably haven't seen document that has done a fair amount of the work already.
And it may be appropriate, Matt, can we project that document up on the other one, or is that getting too tricky? Okay. Alan is going to send you an email. And there'll be some magic words in some format, possibly PDF. Okay? Whatever you prefer, and we need that up.
It was sent to the metrics group, whoever that is.
Okay. Right. Over to you, Yavi.
Thank you. Yavi speaking. I have a question. I'm a bit lost because I think we have at least six meetings now in the group, but sometimes it's difficult for me to know exactly where we are. So, today we are talking about three groups, and then I want to see the link between the groups. And if you take the drafting teams, the subject of the drafting teams, they are not necessarily in what we have in the current rule of procedures. So my point is, I want to see the link between the groups today and the drafting teams. And then also, if by the end of the day, before leaving, we have a clear picture how the different output from the drafting team can fit into the general. So I want to be sure that I'm not lost.
No problem, Yavi. Cheryl Langdon, or for the transcript record, you're not lost. It's raised a very important question. Let's be clear. The groups you break into today will be doing some very important group think and brainstorming. In those groups will be the key people who are the drafting team. So if you're in a group today, it doesn't mean you're on the drafting team for that section, but in the group today will be the members of the drafting team. Are you with me? So that makes that connection. We have no advanced drafting, and that's a good thing because we're all on the same page. Okay? So two or three of you, perhaps, will come out of these groups today holding some form of pen on some section or other, and that's okay. Then we will, at the end of today, bring everything back together and cross-reference, because we need to get on to making sure we bring it back to the whole. Right. Sala, go ahead.
Me, Salinita Tamanikomura for the transcripts. Cheryl, can we please have flip charts?
Sala, I obviously you were doing your emails when I started today. I asked for four flip charts to be in here. We have one in captivity. It's down there, and I've put your group down there. So you should be happy, and the rest of you can suffer. Okay, one group down there. One group over there, one group over there, and Matt telling me something. There's two charts? Not that I can see. What we will do is tear some paper off the flip chart for the other groups, okay? So gather yourselves, get whatever equipment you need. I assume someone has mentioned which... Just randomly allocate which AC room goes to where. I don't mind. Okay, this one can be the icing on the cake one. Rules of procedure can be the business, the nitty-gritty, the conduct of meetings and all that exciting stuff and possibly election. And the metrics one can be, actually, surprisingly enough, where metrics belongs in the criteria, et cetera. So we'll do it that way. Okay. Anyone online, please, if you stay in this room, you will, by default, be joining one particular work group, and that work group will be looking at definitions and descriptions. If you want to, and you're unsure what other Adobe Connect room link to follow, Skype at us somehow, email us, and the brilliant staff will make it more articulate and clear than I've managed to do. Stop doing your banking. Stop doing your planning for dinner tonight. Gather yourselves into groups, and I mean round circle groups, right? Gather, gather, gather. Let's go. You have... Yes, sir, go ahead. Please, go ahead, Sergio. Yes.
This is Sergio Salinas Porta for the records. My dear Cheryl... I know I'm going to ask a silly question, but that is my characteristic.
It exists.
La pregunta es la siguiente.
My question is this. You spoke about three layers of the cake, and one of them is, and you gave a lot of examples, and one of these was the cover or the icing. Is that true? So the question is, I want to work in the on the icing. Is that going to be a working group? Is that true? Is this Sala's group?
You go there with Sala. Sala is doing the icing.
Perfect.
Sala's in charge of icing. You have now exactly 55, let's call it 50 minutes for this exercise. You will reconvene at this table at 17:30 hours. 17:30 hours, that's 5:30 in boring speak. Don't take too much space. Remember, you've got down there, we've got another one up here and one in this corner. Some of you might get animated and yell loudly like me. But this way we can pin up some things, okay? Right, go for it. And most importantly, team, go have a well-earned break for an hour. Bye. Right, ladies and gentlemen, this team over here has a wall-based flip chart, and we have a second flip chart. We've got it. We put them together, and they've got three. Ooh. Okay, flip chart there for this group, flip chart there, and a wall that's being created into a flip chart here. Thank you, staff. You are resourceful.
Okay, turn me off. I don't want to hear myself again.